We're going to spend the next few minutes reflecting on musical accomplishments. A bit later, we're going to talk about the revival of the hit musical The Wiz. But first, a remembrance. Conductor Kurt Mazur died today of complications from Parkinson's disease. He was 88 years old. Mazur led orchestras in Berlin, Leipzig, and London. He's also known for reviving the New York Philharmonic. Jeff London has this report.
He was one of the last of his kind, an old-world conductor who demanded complete authority on the podium and off. Barbara Hawes is archivist of the New York Philharmonic, where Mazur was music director from 1991 to 2002.
So when he's on the podium, and conductors are always making decisions, immediate, in split seconds, he took that very seriously. And there was no room for discussion, for argument, for another opinion, probably.
Kurt Mazur was born in Brieg, Silesia, 1927, and came of age in what was then East Germany. His first major appointment was with the Dresden Philharmonic in 1955, but he truly made his mark with the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, where he was Kapellmeister, or music director, from 1970 to 1996. The orchestra is one of the oldest in the world, with a history that dates back more than 500 years. One of the leaders was Johann Sebastian Bach, and Mazur recounted on a New York Philharmonic broadcast in 1985 that a lot of other composers had close relationships with the ensemble as well.
Mozart was very impatient with the orchestra because he found that people were too old, but Tchaikovsky praised the orchestra very much, and Brahms loved, and Schumann loved it, and a lot of composers, I could tell you. In Beethoven's lifetime, they made a Beethoven cycle of all symphonies in one season.
So it's not surprising that music by the great German and Austrian romantics was right in Mazur's wheelhouse. And no matter how many times he conducted the masterworks of the orchestral repertoire, Mazur always tried to bring something new to the performance.
I always fear to conduct that piece, not to be able to bring the spirit out completely. And I do it always to try to find out how much more this time I can achieve than the last time.
Mazur's influence extended beyond the musical realm. As the East German regime was crumbling, he stood up to authorities who were cracking down on street musicians. And by the time Germany reunited, Mazur had become a political figure, says archivist Barbara Hawes.
And it was an incredible shock for those of us here in the Philharmonic to all of a sudden read in the paper that our next music director might be running for the presidency of a major, you know, European country, and we wondered how he was going to balance conducting with that, quite frankly.
Mazur considered a candidacy, but decided to stick with music. His arrival in New York had an almost immediate impact on the orchestra, said Glenn Dichterow, who served as concertmaster for four Philharmonic music directors in a 2002 interview.
It takes a big personality to unite 105 players on stage, get everybody to be as inspired as he is. And it's hard work. He's just so demanding and intense that I think he does, just by the sheer intensity of his personality, I think it sort of transforms most of us.
And most people agreed that the sound of the New York Philharmonic improved under Mazur's stewardship. Mazur told NPR in 1994 that was his goal.
I didn't come to change. I came to add something, what I can do best.
meaningful playing, expressive playing, being certain in different styles, having always a question of the highest quality.
When Mazur's contract with the Philharmonic wasn't renewed, he moved on, becoming principal conductor of the London Philharmonic and music director of the French National Orchestra. And when he left those orchestras, he frequently returned as conductor emeritus, a relationship he also had with the Gewandhaus and New York Philharmonic. Archivist Barbara Hawes said his visits to the podium in Lincoln Center were always quick sellouts.
They stood when he walked out on stage. Not at the end of the concert, but at the beginning of the concert.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.